He did not have to transfer his Nazi assets at the end of World War II. All he had to do was transfer the ownership documents, stocks, bonds, deeds, and trusts, from his bank in Berlin through his bank in Holland to his American friends in New York City, Prescott Bush and Herbert Walker. Tyson's partners in crime were the father and father-in-law of a future president of the United States. The leading shareholder in UBC was E. Roland Harriman, son of Edward H. Harriman, who had been an early and important mentor to Prescott Bush. Another son, Averell Harriman, also held ownership in UBC. He was named ambassador to the Soviet Union by President Roosevelt in 1943 and participated in all major wartime conferences. Averell later became ambassador to Great Britain, U.S. Secretary of Commerce, and Governor of New York State. Both Harrimans had been members of the Yale Secret Society, Skull and Bones, and were closely connected to the globalists at the Council on Foreign Relations. Averell also was a close advisor to President Lyndon Johnson. On November 17, 1942, U.S. authorities also seized the Silesian American Corporation managed by Prescott Bush and his father-in-law, George Herbert Walker, and charged the firm with being a Nazi front company that was supplying vital coal to Germany. But according to government documents that have recently come to light and were published by the New Hampshire Gazette in 2003, the grandfather of President George W. Bush failed to divest himself of more than a dozen enemy-national relationships that continued as late as 1951. The newly released documents also showed that Bush and his associates routinely tried to conceal their business activities from government investigators and that such dealings were conducted through the New York private banking firm of Brown Brothers Harriman. Brown Brothers Harriman, the oldest privately owned bank in America, was formed in 1931 when the Brown Brothers, originally importers of Irish linen, merged with railroad tycoon Edward H. Harriman. After the war, according to the Gazette report, a total of 18 additional Brown Brothers Harriman and UBC-related client assets were seized under the Trading with the Enemy Act, including several that showed the continuation of a relationship with the Tyson family after the initial 1942 seizures. The records also show that Bush and the Harrimans conducted business after the war with related concerns doing business in or moving assets into Switzerland, Panama, Argentina, and Brazil, all critical outposts for the flight of Nazi capital after Germany's surrender in 1945.